Not that voice. I'm going to preach about the voice. Amen. And there's many voices, isn't there? Hey, right now, you'll be going onto a vote about this other voice. Make sure you vote wisely. Right? Make sure you vote very wisely. Make sure it starts with an N. Shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Jesus. Make sure you do very wisely, because the reality is there is many voices. Hear me, there is many voices. And the problem with these voices is that they bring confusion. And a lot of it's been invoked by these little groups or movements. For instance, one of the popular things around the world today is a thing called woke. Have you ever heard that word, woke? Do you know what it means? Actually, have you ever had a look to actually know what the definition of woke means? Nothing. That's what it means. Absolutely nothing. And yet the world's getting moved by this nothing and trying to infiltrate, and it's trying to usurp its thinking into generations behind me and into my generation as well, but mostly the generations behind me, by the academia and whatever that's happening, government orders or whatever, are trying to usurp their thinking. And it's wicked. Hear me, I'm going to tell you now, it's absolutely rank, it's wicked. That you're giving children as young as 5 and 6 the capacity to choose their sexuality. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Where you're giving anyone and everything a voice for their own opinion from nothing. Anyway, this is not a political statement. I'm just trying to share with you this morning that there is many voices. And I want to talk about the voice. Amen. Who understands there is a voice? Hallelujah. Turn with me in the Bible to, I'll turn my Bible the right way up. To Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Before I start, let's pray, shall we? Father, I just thank you, my God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you, Lord, your word and your truth is absolute. And Father, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus that, Father, there should be a standard raised in the house of God. That, Lord, as we lift up the standard of the Lord, we would see, Father, darkness flee. Father, help us to be the voice in this hour in the name of Jesus. The voice of truth. The voice of the way. The voice of the kingdom come, thy will be done. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 3, verse 1 to 3, it says in the ESV, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching. Can you get my glasses, darling? Came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. I'm going to stop and start. So, have you ever thought why he went and preached in the wilderness? Why didn't you go and preach in the temple? Yeah, it was. But then all Judea and all Jerusalem went out to see him. But he was, anyway, room for thought. Wilderness of Judea, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The minute you start talking repentance is the minute you're starting to preach an unpopular gospel. Repentance means that something has to be sacrificed or something has to be brought in order into the thinking and the order of God. Repentance literally means to turn away from. It is not sorry. It is not woe is me. It is it's a decision to turn away from something. Amen? I do not turn away from it, I try to turn away from it, or in the process of turning away from it, I have not repented. Sorry is not repentance. Turning away from it is repentance. For instance, I did smoke. When I was smoking and I'd say, Lord, I repent, and still smoke, I haven't repented, even though I've said sorry. If I'm smoking and I have a cigarette and I chuck it away and try to give it up and give it up and eventually I'll give it up, I've repented. I've turned away from. Amen? Are you with me? Good. For he was spoken by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. This is John the Baptist. This is John the Baptist preaching a simple message, a profound message, a message that caught the whole of the area of Judea, the whole of Jerusalem went out to meet him. All of them on a simplistic message that was full of the power and the anointing of God. It doesn't matter how small it is. It is when God gets a hold of the word that's coming out of your mouth, which is a truth, God will anoint it and turn the hearts of people with the anointing of God upon that word. Who believes that this morning? The voice of one crying in the world, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Luke 15, 1, 15 and 17, John the Baptist, it says, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. This is the prophecy of the Lord over John. And he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He had a Nazarite vow. He had a consecrated lifestyle. A Nazarite vow literally means the one that is separated unto the Lord. Amen. A one that is dedicated, his lifestyle and his ways are dedicated unto God. It's a Nazarite vow. He was also filled with the Holy Spirit in from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. The message of this voice is to turn hearts. The message of this voice is to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. So the father's heart that was turned away, he's going to turn back. The children's hearts that were turned away, he's going to turn it back. Amen? And he's going to bring restoration to that. In other words, what he was the spirit of the voice wants to do is bring reconciliation and restoration. That's the heart of God. That's the reason he visited mankind, to bring restoration and reconciliation back to man before God. Amen? So there's a voice that God is going to use in this hour, not that voice, but the voice of the Spirit to bring reconciliation and restoration to man. And the voice that should be anointed by the Spirit of God, because the Bible says this in Matthew 10:20, do not fear what you should speak, for it shall be the Spirit of your Father that will speak through you. And when the Spirit of your Father will speak through you, there's an anointing on them words. But those words should be words of reconciliation and restoration. I didn't know Frances was going to talk about evangelism. I didn't know she was going to talk about getting a heart for the lost. But hear me, the heartbeat of God is for the lost. Therefore, my mouth should be full of words of reconciliation and restoration. They shouldn't be full of words of judgment. They shouldn't be full of words of criticism. They shouldn't be full of words of death and doubt. Please hear my heart here. No matter how bad a person is, there go I, but by the grace of God. Hear me. It's by grace I'm saved through faith. There go I, but by the grace of God. Therefore, if I'm in a judgmental attitude, and this is probably one of the biggest areas in my life I used to have to overcome. I was very critical. Thanks for that, love. I had a very critical spirit. I had a very judgmental attitude. I could cut someone up and slice them up and pack them up within minutes and box it in. And then one day I felt the Lord say to me, what if I do that to you? He said, mind you, wouldn't it be a very small package? And that's the truth. There go I, but by the grace of God. Amen? So we've got to understand that there's this voice that has to come out of the church is a voice of reconciliation, a voice of restoration, a voice of love. Who believes that? Isaiah 43 and 5 says this. Next slide. Isaiah 43 and 5 says this. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill will be made low. The uneven ground shall be made level and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Make straight. Make straight. We've got to see the voice makes something straight. It doesn't deviate from the truth. And hear me, there's too many people saying the truth is. May I make a very firm statement this morning? There's only one truth. His name is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not your truth, not my truth, not how you feel, not how I think. It's the truth. And it's the truth that makes it straight. It's the truth that will bring balance into the unbalance. It's the truth that will make the crooked path straight. Amen? Sometimes I don't want to hear the truth. See, it's not a popular gospel to say Christians will be in conflict. But as Christians, you will be in conflict. That's why you've got a thing called the armor of God. If I'm in Christ, I have conflict against the world. But if I choose the world, you will have conflict with God. No matter what you choose, there's conflict. The best thing to do is choose the right conflict. Amen? Because if I'm in conflict for God, He will grace me enough to overcome it. Hallelujah. A voice cries, Romans 14:17 says this, "For the kingdom of God is not matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Righteousness. As a Christian, I've been made the righteousness of God. I've been made the righteousness of God. Now He commands me to walk righteously. That's choice. Are you with me? I've got to walk righteously, upright, standing. Peace, joy in the Spirit, the peace of God. In other words, when all hell's breaking loose, He's an anchor to my soul. No matter what's happening around me, I'm solidified upon the rock of Jesus. Nothing will move me from that rock because I know who He is. I have relationship with Him. I don't know just about Him, but I know the love of Him. And it's the love of Him that secures me. Amen? That's why it's imperative to have a prayer life. That's why it's imperative to know not just of Him but and about Him, but to know and understand the Word. Amen? I can't emphasize it enough. Read your Bible. Spend time to pray. Seek His face. And as you seek His face, He will give you the answers and the solutions to the problems. Sometimes He won't deliver me from the problem. Sometimes He will. But sometimes He won't. And He will allow me to go through what I need to go through to get something out of me that He does not like. A thing called attitude. A thing called judgment. And a thing called bitterness. Resentfulness. Is that a word? Being resentful? Being resentful. Unforgiving. He will work it out of me. Amen? And if I try to short circuit and put on this piety of life, ever seen someone that's pious? They have this facade that everything's sweet and they have all these right words. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And they live like I won't say that word. You will know them by their, not by the multiplicity of their words coming out of their mouth. You will know them by their fruits. Fruit. Amen. So He will allow me to go through things. He doesn't cause it. God doesn't cause harm to me. But we can cause harm to ourselves because of a standard or an attitude in my life. And if I don't learn from it, if I don't learn that lesson, He will allow me to walk through a wilderness, trudging life from 40, hello Moses, to 80. And all of a sudden you find yourself back where you started, facing the same old issues of life. But this time, it's different. You ain't got another 40 years. You ain't got another 40 years to sort it out. And the older I'm getting, the wiser I'm getting, and I try to keep a short account. Hallelujah. Because as you get older, you understand the frailty of life. Glory to God. Just tell your body that. Your body echoes that all the time. When your body says, your mind says, just jump over this fence to get that done. I start to jump, then I realize I need a ladder. Then I've got to climb up. Then I've got to go back down and walk around to get the ladder. Hallelujah. But my head says, just jump the fence and get that. Because I'm still thinking 25. Hallelujah. I'm still thinking 25. But I'm not 25. I'm 26. Praise the Lord. John 5:35 says this, for he was burning. John was a burning and shining lamp. His heart, something inside of him was burning. Something inside of him was ignited by the Holy Ghost. Is your heart burning for Jesus? Something was ignited in his spirit, man, and something was alive within him, and he lived out what he preached. He was separated unto God. He allowed the word to come out of his mouth. And even when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to him, and those around about came to him, he said, you brood of vipers, who told you to flee from the wrath to come? He wasn't scared to tell the truth. But he didn't deny them if they wanted to be baptized. We've got to speak truth. More so now than ever before, you better start speaking truth, because there is generation after us. And it scares me that there's a generations that are behind me that are getting so infiltrated by this lies and deceit of what life and what the world is all about, that they're getting distracted from the purposes of God. They're getting distracted from the presence of God. In fact, they're told there is no God. But God needs his church to raise up a voice. One crying in the wilderness, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it is. Hear me, it is at hand. And there has to be an urgency in our hearts to let people know that this kingdom, which is about to come, the day. That's once that day comes, that is it. That is it. Once that day comes. Glory to God. Turn with me to the next one, please. God is preparing a people who will in the last days prepare the way of the Lord. If people like John the Baptist have a heart burning within them with a word in their mouth, a word of truth. You don't have to have an anointing. You don't have to feel the anointing to have this word. You don't have to feel a calling of God to have this word. There is a word put within you. There is a word, as you read your word, there's a word of restoration and a ministry of reconciliation upon every Christian. It is within you. Because the Holy Ghost dwells within you. Hallelujah. Separated lifestyle. Holiness. I'm going to say it again. It is not a dirty word. Holiness. Old, good old-fashioned holiness. Separation. I was just talking to my wife this week. I remember my grandma, my nana. My nana in England. I'm talking about a generation after. It is not far away. It's not that long ago. She used to cook in England, this is, on an open fire. She would swing an arm over the coals to cook a meal. Her lamps were gas. Don't say that to the wokes. Gas. Her lamps were gas lamps. Lead pipes going up the walls. Don't say that today either. Lead. But there was morality. And the problem is, in just a short time, what once was done in secret in their day is now open. It's common. It's displayed. And if you come against it, you'll be ridiculed. Amen? We need to get back to the old morals of what the society had. God-given morality. God-given conviction. Hallelujah. And we've got to stand for it, because if we don't stand for it, it will pass away. We've got to be the voice of the Lord in this hour, speaking truth in love, speaking truth in love, and allowing the truth to make them free. Hear me, that's what it actually says. It doesn't say set you free, it says make you free. There's a making in the truth. And sometimes that is a process of it. Hallelujah. So just don't go say, I'm going to tell you the truth. Boo. Oh, you're not doing it. No, no. Grace them. Come on now. Grace them. Love on them. And allow the truth to make them free in that process. Hallelujah. But we have to lift up the standard of the Lord. We've got to be that voice. Who believes that this morning? It's only the truth that will make them free. It's only the truth that will lift up the standard. It's only the truth that the devil in hell can't come against. Hallelujah. The truth's eternal. The truth is the truth. Amen. He comes against the truth, he comes against Jesus. Doesn't come against me. Comes against Jesus. God is preparing a people in this last day with a heart burning. Lives that are shining as a lamp, dedicated, separated lifestyle. Their mouths full of the word and the kingdom and his hope. This voice is a voice of righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness means a conforming of one's nature to God's holy standard. God is a God who changes. The only thing that has to change is me. And he won't change for you. Amen? God will not change for me. He expects me to bow the knee and change for him. Amen? Peace implies an absence of anxiety. The peace of God, which really comes from a knowledge of the love of God. When you know you're loved, hear me, when you know you're loved, not just hearing about the love, you know you're loved. So when I screw up, sorry, when I muck up, but I know I'm loved. And it causes me to repent. And I turn away from that and say, Lord, allow me to love you more than the love of that. And it keeps me on the right narrow path with him. None of us are exempt from that thinking. None of us are exempt from thoughts coming in. None of us are exempt from having a battle. But what it means is this, I can control what's coming in. You have the mind of? Captivate every thought to the obedience of. He said it so because I have the power to captivate it. If I choose not to captivate it, that is my choice. My choice. Can I go a little bit? Sin is a choice. You choose to sin. I choose to sin. I don't stumble into it. Oh. No, no, no. I choose to sin. Amen. But then again, I can choose to repent. Joy, unshakable confidence in the knowledge of God's goodness. That's what it is. Unshakable confidence in God's goodness toward me. This voice is a voice of restoration, deliverance, and healing. It's a voice of the kingdom, a voice of his kingdom, which is near and is at hand. Who believes that this morning? Luke 22, 53 says this, the kingdom of darkness has an hour. That's what the Lord says. This is your hour. Didn't he say that? Yep. This is your hour. But I'm going to tell you something. God has a day. Hallelujah. Darkness might have an hour. But I'm speaking it out now. God will have his day. Amen. God will have his day. He has commissioned us to deliver and preach the good news, to be a voice of clarity, truth, and restoration. clarity, truth, and restoration. Isaiah 43 and 5. Isaiah 43 and 5, to rebuild in the areas of family and truth. That's what he's talked about. Restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. Restoring truth, making the crooked path straight. And what the darkness of our society has pulled down and has minimized, and what is devalued, God's going to restore. Amen. And hear me. The world and its system is wicked. You can't compromise with the world. If you think you can't have conflict, if you're standing for Jesus and you think you can't, you won't have conflict with the world, you're living a lie. A house divided against itself will not. So if I'm in agreement with the world, thinking that I'm going to win the world by just fitting in with the world, you can't speak truth. There will be conflict. Jesus said something like this: if they hate me, they will hate you also. There is, should be, and there is, thank you, Jesus, a distinction between the church, God's people, and the world. There has to be a distinction. There has to be something different about me between the lost and the found. Amen? Hear my heart here. I can love them and 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 keep on loving them. But unless I open my mouth with that love, it doesn't mean they're going to get saved. I remember a story by a man called Pastor Bill Hybels. He's no longer pastoring now. Pastor Bill Hybels had his own jet. I totally disagree with the methodology that he used to win the lost, which was seeker sensitive. In other words, the church has to fit around what they think. The church should be the church, and people have to fit. That's it. He was catching his plane. He had this pilot for 25 years. This pilot said to him, "Hello, Pastor Bill." He says, "Hello." He said, "I knew his first name, but that's all I knew." Yet he had flown me in my private jet for 25 years. So I was nice to him. I bought him gifts at Christmas and everything. Anyway, got on the plane one day and this pilot says, "Hello, Pastor Bill." He says, "Hello, how are you going?" He said, "Well, not good. I've got cancer. I'm about to die." He said, "Then it hit me. After 25 years, I never shared the gospel with him. Not once. Not once." So he said, "I was trying to do the right thing. So I started sharing about Jesus to him." He said, "Why is it taking you so long to tell me what you believe?" He says, "Sometimes it's just me and you in the plane. You sit next to me when I'm flying it, and you've never mentioned Jesus. He said, now I've told you I'm dying, you want to mention Jesus?" So Bill said, "I don't know, you didn't know." I didn't know what to say to that. And all I could say to him at the end of the flight was this: "Sorry. Sorry." And the minute he said sorry, and the genuineness of his sorriness made the man turn and say, "I believe you're genuine. How do I know this Jesus?" And he gets saved. Wasn't the preach? And so often you can sit next to someone for maybe years, decades, smiling at them, being nice to them, even giving them gifts. But unless you mention that name of Jesus, no man can be saved except through Jesus Amen. That wonderful name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. And I really believe God wants to provoke his people to be a voice. Woke's being a voice. That thing that's going to be up in a couple of weeks will be a voice. They want you to join their voice. But I want to join the voice of the Spirit. And I want to be a voice of the Spirit. And if that means I'm going to be in conflict with the world, so be it. If that means when I lift up the standard of the Lord, they might shout and scream at me, so be it. But when I look back and I say to myself at the end of my days, yet for me in my house, when they saw me make a standard for the Lord, when my grandkids have saw me make a standard for the Lord, my children have saw me make a standard for the Lord, you're leaving a legacy. Amen. This voice will declare and see in demonstration of God's power and glory. Families to turn the hearts of fathers to the children, bridge building, reconnect and connected through generations. I mean, sometimes you listen to some kids and you don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, they've got a language all to themselves. But we need to connect. We need to listen and understand where they're coming from. Amen? We need to understand their struggles. My struggles are not their struggles. When I was a young man, I had to go through what they're going through. One of the most wickedest areas the enemy can use is multimedia. If you want to pull someone down, you want to lie to someone, you can have it in front of someone's hundreds of thousands of eyes within seconds. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions. If you want to declare something around someone, you can just get on multimedia and you can say things that could be lies, innuendo, gossip, backbiting, and it can be released in the world within seconds. I didn't have that. I didn't have that struggle. I didn't have a mobile phone. We had telegrams. Hallelujah. I didn't even have a phone in my home for 5 years. I used to walk down to the public phone box down the corner. Do you know how many phone calls I made in 5 years? About 10. Now, people, you're in a conversation with people and they're on the phone and looking at you at the same time. It's the truth, isn't it? Instagram. That was quite a profound name, isn't it? Instagram. Hey? Driving down the car and it goes, beep, 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 beep. I say, who's ringing you? Oh, no one. Just a notification. Turn the thing off. Talk to me. In the same room. How you going? Yeah, good. I mean, they're just over there. Did you hear that? Yeah, good, yeah, heard that. Their thumbs will get big. They will. They're going to get fat. They're going to be extra strong. Their muscles in them are getting exercised so much. But here's another problem with it. Kids are wearing glasses a lot more. I asked my optician that. He says, I'm getting more young children in than ever before because of screen time. Having to wear glasses. If you say to them, go and play. Oh, well, I need this, I need that. No, just go and play. Go and make your own fun. Well, that costs me $15 if I want to make fun. No, just go and make fun. Anyway, praise the Lord. The voice will declare and see a demonstration of the glory and the power of the Lord. Who believes that? That word, the word, the word, the word will not return unto him void. When you start speaking with the voice of the Lord, it will not return unto him void. They mightn't accept it. They might even say they don't believe it. But that word will not return void until it accomplishes that which it was sent out to do. If he sent it out to do it, will accomplish what he sent it out to do. Amen. Isaiah 55:11. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the thing that which I sent it. 45:23 says this, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in the righteousness and shall not return to me. Hallelujah. His word is alive. His word is truth. His word is spirit. And it will accomplish what he sent it forth to do. Matthew 24:35 says this, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means what? It is absolute. Amen. The word of God is like, is a two-edged? It is your piece of armor that can pull down and destroy what the enemy is trying to build. But you've got to be a voice. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. One of the attributes of the Holy Ghost is boldness. There's five greats mentioned in the book of Acts. Great grace, great boldness, great faith, great unity. Five greats. But it's going to take boldness to step out of my comfort zone. And I'm preaching to myself as well here. It's going to take boldness to step out of my comfort zone and share the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying you have to have a dedicated sermon to an unsaved person. I'm just saying that you can tell someone the truth in the midst of a conversation. The truth. And the more we speak the truth, we're changing the atmosphere of the Spirit. What the devil and what all these wokes and all these institutions, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper, governments are trying to do is for you to roll over and me to roll over, just accept what's happening, tickle your tummy and say, just lay there and just be a good little puppy and don't say anything and we'll do it all for you. Hear me. It is part of the world order to stop the church being the church in this day. It is anti-Christ. Amen? We need to have boldness. Things like going to Coles and someone serves you and you say, well, God bless you. Or you're going to somewhere else and there might be idols with incense burning. My Indian shop has his idols with his incense burning. I said, what God are you burning today to? I do. What God are you burning your incense today to? You've got 3 million. Has anyone ever spoke back to you? We have a relative He's a Buddhist, isn't he? Something like that. No, he's a Hindi. And he goes to me, I'm sharing the gospel with him. And he says to me, the difference is, David, he says, you choose to be a Christian. He says, I was born a Hindu. I says, is that right? I said, let me rephrase that for you. You were born a baby. And you choose to be a Hindu. I said, no one's born into anything. You choose. He says, I like you, Dave. He says, you're the first one to tell me the truth. And it's the truth. I wasn't belittling him. All I was telling him was fact. I said, there is only one way to heaven, and it ain't through your gods. There is only one door. There's only one truth. The name Jesus Christ. And one day, whether you're alive or not, you will bow the knee. Amen. Glory to God. I want us to pray this morning. I want to pray this morning for boldness. And I don't know about you, but I really believe in this hour we're living in, we need to lift up the standard of the Lord in our walks and in our vocabulary and be free enough to be a Christian. You shouldn't have to hide your belief. Amen. You shouldn't have to mask it by a smile. You should be able to freely be who you are in Jesus Christ. Amen. So if that's you this morning, you just bow your heads. Hallelujah. Father, 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 Father. In fact, Lord, you said in the book, Revelations 22, no coward will inherit the kingdom of God. Father, I want to be bold. Father, I want to be bold, Father, and Lord, be able to confess your name freely and openly when you give me the opportunities to do so, Father. Lord, help me to be a voice, the voice in this hour, to speak. And Lord, when you anoint those words, it will bring change to people's lives. Lord, it will cause a stirring in their spirit because your word will not return void. I ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you would help us to do that commission with you. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, allow signs and wonders to follow your word. That we would see the greatest miracle that ever could happen to humanity. They get born again. I ask in the name of Jesus that, Father, you grace me with compassion. You grace me with your mercy. You grace me with your love. That, Father, I would see as you see. And, Father, I'll be able to speak as you speak. And, Father, you would draw them unto yourself through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege to be able to be called yours. We thank you for the honor that we're born again. And I thank you, Father, that you've placed a word in every one of us. Let it have free course. And Father, I thank you. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. In Jesus' name. If that's you this morning, shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Yes. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Yes. Awesome. God is good. Amen. Well, I know church was different, but different's good. Please stay for some soup at the end and have some fellowship. That would be great. God bless you. Have a great week in Jesus' name. Amen.